We are holding Daf Mem Hei Yomer Aleph on top. The Mora says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Nikfo Kinapa. Let's say you have Nikovim, you have holes in the Kona, in the windpipe. The usual locker is by the Kona, it's only trefer by Psuka. That means if it's cut through wave of the Kona, row of the windpipe, then it's a trefer. So here the Shailu is, there are small Nikovim, small holes. Of course, and it looks like a napa, like a sift. There are a sift. There are a lot of holes here. So lochu is mitzaref in the ruba. If between all the holes together, the wave of the cotton is cut through, that's also considered a trefa. And even though there's no one hole that goes through a robe of the cotton, but since together a rag of it is cut, that's also called the trefa. Mr. Gemara says most of Rav Yimri. Yimri is the question. It says to the Gugelus, by the skull, sheyesh bo nekev echad aruch, if there's one long hole there, afilu yesh bo nekovim harbe, even though it's made up of a lot of different holes, mitzarfin lamole makabeach, you can put the different holes together and make it up to the sheer of mole makabeach. That's like a surgeon, it's a drill. In other words, that even though the trephis of the gugelis, if there's a hole there the size of a mole mekadeach, and here you only have a lot of small holes, you can starve them, that all the small holes together, they equal up to the shear of a mole mekadeach, to this drill, that makes a trefa. Alma, what do we say? Kivan the shear of mole mekadeach, since the trefis of the gogolus, of the skull, is if it's cut through the size, the hole of a drill, is the mole mekadeach mitstarfen, all the small holes are mitstarfen to that shear. So Chur Hokinam here also, Kivan the Shura Kisa, since the loch is, if you have a neck of a hole, that's Chosa some of the Kona, the Shir Trefa, is the Kisa the size of the coin of an Issa, doesn't have to be rave of the Kona, it's enough to have a hole the size of the Kisa. So here also the Kisa Mitzarefin, since you have a lot of holes here that makes the Kona look like a sieve, so therefore the holes are Mitzaref to the Shir, of a mole isa, so as long as they come onto ruba, as long as they're equal to the size of this coin, this small coin, that also makes it for trefa. That's the kasha. Why do you say the shear is, it starts from the ruba, it goes through rave, you don't have to have rave, it's enough that the shear could be, look isa. So where it says now, ishtamit sehod yom Rabbi Chalbay, he forgot what Rabbi Chalbay said, that Omar Rav Choma Bagruya, Omar Rav, the name of Rav Choma Bagruya, Omar Rav, that Nikovim Shesh Bem Chsarim, if there's a neck, if there's a hole in the corner, but it's missing some of the flesh there, then Mitzar from the Kisar and Chanami, then the shear to make a trefer is as long as it's wide enough, the hole, the size of the Kisar, the size of the small coin. But what's going to be Vishen Bem Chsarim? Let's say the holes there are just holes through, but it's not a Chsarim, nothing is missing there, just pushed aside the meat-like, then mitzvah from the ruba. Then it's only a trefa if you have rave of the kana that's cut through. So if we hear that we say that if you have these nikovim, kinapas, mitzvah from the ruba, meaning where the holes that did not make a chsorin, none of the meat is missing, it's only pushed aside. So such a case, then the shear trefus is the size of ruba. Therefore you have to have these nikovim to the size of rave of the kana. Yes, the shame of Sermasaf Ruba. Omar Rabba Baba Chona. Omar Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Nitla Heimenu Ritsua. Mitzarefas Lekisa. In other words, by the Kona, it was taken out a piece of meat from there with a Zechsarin. That's called Nitla Menu Ritsua, strap of meat like. And the Chiddush says, even though it's a long piece, it's not a round piece, still Mitzarefas Lekisa. And this long piece, if you make a circle out of it, it would be the size of a kisa, this small coin, that would also make it for trefa. Boy, mene Reb Yitzchak, banachmeni, Reb Yeshua ben Levi, nikvo kinapa mahu, what's going to be if there's a nekev that looks like a lot of holes and make it look like a sif? So here, yes, the same shalit over, what's going to be by the corner, by the windpipe, if there are a lot of different nekovim, there are a lot of different holes there that make it look like a sif? What's the shear to make it into a trefa? So Amalei said, listen, we said already, that nikadvim sheish pem chsarim, if these holes are holes that go through the corner, that makes it missing some part of the meat there, it's a chosar, it's missing, then it's starts from a kisa. Then you only have to have the size of a small coin, the size of an isa. That's not to make it for treifa. But for shein ben chsarim, let's say there's no chsarim in these holes, then it starts from the ruba. Then you need the size of the treifa, it has to be roiv of the corner. That roiv of the corner has to be a hole that cut through. Now the Gemara says, be oif amai, what's going to be the shear of nekavim in an oif? Also, let's say you have by the corner, let's say you have a hole in the corner, and it's a chosar, how big does the hole have to be to make it for treifa? And Rashi says, he can't say you have to have the size of a kisa, because the whole oif is like the whole vesha, the whole corner is not that big. So what's the size of a hole in the corner of an oif to make it for treifa? So my Sam Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeinu l'Dadi Miforsh Shulei Minei to Reb Leza, I was explained the pshat in this from Leza that Nekafloi Omanichai Api Akona means you cut around where the holes are on the corner and take the holes and put it Api Akona on the top on the entrance like the hole, the opening of the corner. Sim Choyfes Reiv Akona, if the hole would cover over Reiv of the corner, that's called the treifa. If these holes like do not cover over rave of the opening of the corner, then it's called the kshera. That would be the shear, how big the hole has to be by the corner of a knife. Amar Papa says, v'simnecha, what's the simon over here? Nafia, remember like a sif. Remember a sif. Rashi says, kein shoysa manapa, shemnichim shemiriya zonav, hasus hapigo, that you leave things around the opening of it. That's the way you measure the treifa is by the corner of the knife. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be nefchos or kedelis? Let's say, like by the corner, it was cut around on three sides of it, but it's still attached on one part. So it's like opening like a door. Like part of the corner was cut through, but it's still attached on one side. So what shear of a nekev is this to make it a treifa? Some Rav Nachman Kadeshi Karnes Issel Rechpoi. It has to be wide enough, this opening, that the coin of a Issel could go in the Rech by its width. Rashi says, Shir Godel Huzer Me'Issel, it's a little bit wider than Stam and Issel. Doch Ebin and Nichnas V'Yotze, he's a little bit bigger. Bishom Dein Kan Chson is not really missing anything, the meat is still attached. V'Yadel Esoysim as a Nekev, like the piece of meat, the piece of the corner is still there, still attached, it's like covering it over. So therefore, just the size of a Issel would not make a treifa. It has to be a little bit wider than a treifa. It has to be wider than an iser. So that means that kveshi yichnas iser rochpoi, that the iser goes in and out the width of it. Now the Gemara says nistiko. What's going to be if there's going to be a slit in the corner along the length? So before we had a psukas hagageris, if it's cut in the width, if the hole goes through right of it, that's a treifa. What's going to be if the slit, the hole goes along the length? Again, there's no chsarin, there's just a slit in the corner. So Amar Rav says, "Afilu lo nishtaye boy el chuvi achas lemalo, fil chuvi achas lematak shera." Even though the slit goes all along the corner, there's only a little bit left on top, a little bit left on the bottom. Rashi says, "Chuvi means tabas," that there's a ring's worth on top and a ring's worth on bottom. Rashi says it means three rings. But even though the slit, the cut goes all the way along the length of the Kanasimus Ksheira, it's not going to the width, and we'll soon see why. Omru, they said, oh, the Kaimad in Rabbi Yechanan. Omar, so he said, Rabbi Yechanan, my chuyu to come around. What are you talking about, chuyu, chuyu? What do you mean by rings over here? Rather, he learns, Eleino, Afudu le nishtayibe elamashu, lemalo, mashu lematos Ksheira. Even though the slit goes down the whole length of the corner, and it's only a little bit left over on top, a little bit left over hole on the bottom, still it's ksheira. As long as there's no chesed, it's just going straight down, it's not a treifa by the corner, we'll soon see why. Omru kaimei to Rabbi Yechanan, nisar fun of Rabbi Yechanan, mishmei to Rabbi Yechanan, that yoch yomel hu, this is what it said over, that yadinin chavrayim bavloi, lefushikiyai taimah, that my chaverim in Bavel, Minasari Rashi's Rabbi Yenison, in Bavel, came up from Bavel, they know to understand this reasoning, those who use Mashabeth, and they said very good. And the reason is, Rashi says, when the slit goes along the width of the corner, since the corner is moved up, it's moved, it stretches the corner, so when you start to stretch it, if the hole went along the width of it, it'll eventually crack the whole thing or break the whole thing. Mashenkein, if the slit goes along the length of the corner, then even though the corner like stretches, it won't tear, it won't open up wider, it won't open up anymore. So therefore it's still called ksher, it's not called a trefa, as long as there's a little bit left on top, a little bit left on the bottom of it. Talmud says, Tana, we learned, Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, Kai mid Rabbi Yechanan, he learned in front of Rabbi Yechanan, that Kol Atzava Kula Kosher L'Shchita, that the whole neck is a mokum where to make a shchita, kosher to make the shchita there, mitabas hagdola, from the top ring. Rashi says, that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that we had in Machlokes before, Daf Yud Ches, is mitabas hagdola, at kanfei reya hatachtoina, until the bottom unya of the lungs, the bottom lobe of the lungs. That's how long down, that's how long the corner goes, that's how long the windpipe is, that it's mutter to make a shchita there. That's called from the tabas hagdol all the way on top, until all the way down to the bottom lobe of the lungs. Omar Rav, Rav says, tachtoina shilal yoina, means the bottom one, which is really on top, that's called Tachton Shil Elyona. So Rashi says it means, the first rabbi, Tachton means Keshabein Metluyu, when the behemoth is hanging, Tainu Unyos Ketanis, that's the small lobes of the lungs. Shil Elyona, which is the top lung, Keshoichsen Bekona, when you hold upon the windpipe, that's the and varaya tlui lamata, and the lungs are hanging downwards, then it's the top lobe. So that's how far down the corner goes to have a mokum shchita. The Gemara says that again, the Rebbe said, Tachtoni shel yoina, shani yoina, because I say, kol sha poshetis savara, anytime the animal like stretches out his neck, varaya, and he like eats, he pastures there, that's all called the mokum hashchita. So that goes all the way down to the bottom lobe of the lungs. But the Gemara says, v'vav providing shleitanis, that the animal can't stretch out its neck extra long. The anus like force its neck to be stretched out, then it's not a mokum shchita anymore. Now, boy Rav Chanina, v'itayimus, some say, Rav Chananya, on sa'atma mahu, what's going to be if the animal did stretch out its neck? And you made a shchita there after it was stretched out on the bottom part of the neck. So take that's a good suffix, if that's still called the mokum hashchita or not. Now, Yosef, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nafik Musa ben Menayu, they were sitting with Tamatok and learning together, and it came out a locker from them, that onas disimonim v'shachapsilo, if someone like grabbed the hold, somebody grabbed the hold of the simonim, and stretched it, not by the animal itself, but somebody stretched the simonim of the throat of the animal by force, and he made a shchita on the part that he stretched out. Slachus psula, that's for sure not a mokum shchita anymore. That's psula. Nikev hakono lamat minachozo. What's going to be if there's a nekev, there's a hole in the corner below the chozo, below the breast. The locker is nidin to reya. They already has a locker like the reya itself. And if you have a nekiv in the reya, it's a trefa. A nekiv in the corner itself is not a trefa. The corner is only psuka where rave is cut through. But once it gets this far down, below the chaz, below the breast, that's where it has a locker like the lungs itself. And in the lungs, the reya, any small nekiv makes a trefa. Now, turn around one like this. Aizeyu chaza, what considered the breast, the chaza of the animal, which is negaya to give it for matnas kuna, zeharoya sakaka. It's the bottom part of the animal that sees the ground. That's called haroya sakaka lamato ad hatzav, from the bottom until the neck, and lamalo above ad hakeres until the stomach. Now, chotech shtei tzalois, you have to cut off the two ribs, mishtei defanat on the two sides, elech v'yelech, on both sides of it, the zel chos, that's to be the breast of the animal, hanitin lekanim, that is a matnes kuna that goes to the kain, as Rashi says, by a korban shlomim, that the pasuk says the chazor and the shoy goes to the kanim, this is called the makam of the chazor. Now the Mishnah says that nikiv krum shomayich, there's a nikiv in the membrane of the brain, that's also called the treifa. Now Rav Shmuel Yamatava, they both say kormo iloi. Why is the membrane around the brain? There are two of them. There's a top one and a bottom one. So it's enough that karmi loy, the top membrane, if that has a neck with a trefa, afagav loyin kifito, even though the bottom membrane does not have a neck through it. It's enough just to have the hole through the top one. Fiyamri loy, and some say no, ad the inkif titoi. No, trefa is only until the hole goes through even the bottom membrane also. The Omer of Shmuel ben Achmeni, v'simnech, what's the simon over here? Chayso de mitnach beimoicha. So chayso is like a sack, like a bag. De minatach beimoicha, the moich, the brains is lying in, put in. In other words, it's the bottom membrane that's right around the brains itself. Oma rabba, bar bachon Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, kinegdai de beitzim nikur. Those by the beitzim, testicles of the animal, it's also nikur. Rashi explains that there are two membranes around them. Like even though by the brain, the bottom membrane is very thin, it's hard to tell it's even there, so similar to know that it's really there is like by the beitzim. There clearly it's nikur, the two membranes that grow, the two skins that go around it. Omer Shmuel Belpazi, Omer Vishu Belevi Mishum Bakaporo, Moyach, the brains, Kol Masha B'Kedera, anything that's inside the Kedera is Nidin Kameich. Anything that's like in the pot, like in the round part of the brains, that's for sure. Rashi, anything that's in the skull, before it starts to go down, that's for sure as a locha like the Moich, that any little neck of there makes it a trefa. Hischol Limsheich, let's say the brain starts to come down, starts to go out of the skull, starts to come down, Hischol Limsheich, then Nidin Kachut HaShadra, then it has a lock like the spine already. Nidikhut. And then we say the trefus is but sika sarega, she says. If it's perfect, if the hole goes through, reg of it. So therefore it's only the top skull that has the lock of the neck of Mashu, but once it starts to extend downwards, then it has a shear of rave. Now the Gemara explains, on the heichen masul limshech, where do we say the brain start to, like, come downwards? Some Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeni, he explained that to me, the first name in Levi of Yeshua ben Levi, I was explained this in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, that really kimin shnei pulim, there's like two beans there, looks like beans there by the